And I was just, I wasn't sure because I was sitting there and, you know, they were like, mah, 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 and I was like, nah, nah, nah. But at the end of the day, you know, I finally made it out of the DMV.
Yeah. Those damn DMVs. They're like a prison.
I know. They're always like, you know, gas mileage and like polluting the, oh, those are SUVs.
Yeah, they're trying to,
whoops.
Trying to take your organs and take them to a science park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh.
Oh, hey. Like, hey.
Yeah, glad you could make it for season 3.
Makeup.
Yeah. Do you want to? Yeah, makeup. Right up here in season 3. Trace. We have lovely
girls
with makeup.
Welcome to season 3, Trace. Cuatro, that cinco, seis.
Not the same as make out. You gotta pay extra for that.
Yeah, I mean, one time in high school, I thought I had to, you know, talk to another adult or the principal because I thought my teacher was telling me I had to make out during work, but she said I had to make up work. So
yeah,
I missed a lot of school.
You had to make out a test.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus.
What kind of fetish is this?
Yeah. Putting me through tests.
Yeah.
You're just like all women.
Jeez.
Sorry, that was a generalization. Well, no, like putting me through tests. You know, well, guys do that too. You always got to test people.
Yeah, you got to test the waters.
You got to be like, look at that dollar on the ground.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Aren't I trusting?
Find out it's. You don't want to find out it's really hot water and get burned.
Yeah. And you know what a funny thing is about burns?
Is that it burdens you?
Well, no. Sometimes when you get burned, you got to invent a cream to put on it.
Oh, man. Inventions is a topic.
Yeah. Can't remember the other one.
Jesus. Man, I think that inventing skin cream is like, it's almost like when you cross a terrible disease with a brilliant solution. And then you're back to think where tank. You started. So we're doing, what do you get when you cross a?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Hey, do these sound like familiar at all to you?
You know, come to think of it, no. Just kidding. They do. They sound very familiar. And you should be familiar with them, too. Because this is season 3. And you know what season 3 means? It's our third season.
It's more than 2. And because we have been burning through topics, we figured that it would be great to do a loser's bracket.
And remember, only you can prevent burnt topics.
Yeah. Or brackets.
Or hot topic.
The stainless steel brackets that you're so interested in.
Only you can prevent hot topic.
Somebody's got to stop them.
Anyway.
Their pants are crazy.
Pants are crazy. They don't have zippers in the back.
They don't have zippers in the back. How are they going to poop? So, originally... Let's see. What was the first one? Inventions was our first coin flip episode with small business loans.
Yep.
And
it was a loser.
Yeah, it was lost. A loser. It fucking sucked.
Uh-huh.
Last didn't even place get any airtime.
Out of first and second.
I don't even think we were talking about them at that point.
Nope. Like, we are now.
We are now.
And it's a loser.
Then the other one, what do you get when you cross a or a, depending on how you like to pronounce it.
Pronounce it.
Is... the rival to job interviews.
Ooh, loser number 2.
Yeah, loser number 2. So one was from season 2, one was from season 1. And that's how most of these are going to continue. And
yeah.
I say most because if you're recalling correctly.
They are.
So it was half every season.
Yeah, and we thought it'd be fun to do a season 3 bracket challenge.
Yeah.
So all the losers are getting together, and the losers from that loser, well, they're the biggest loser.
Yeah.
But not because they didn't lose weight or anything.
Well, some of them might not be the biggest loser, because then we'll continue on.
Oh.
I thought we were just going to say it.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right. So every other season from this point on is going to be a loser's bracket.
Yep.
And we'll have a biggest loser, hopefully, unless it miraculously doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, and, you know, we really thought this is a great way to, you know... Let all the people who are like, oh, I really wanted to listen to that. That sounded like a good one, you know, cats. All, like, cats sounded like a really good
No, subject. That's the one I'm least looking forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but somebody might like it.
This was mostly for us because there were some that we threw out that what were
if,
like,
what
damn.
What if the dog whisperer, whatever his name, Carlos Mencia is out there.
That's the comedian.
Whatever, I don't know his name.
Cesar Millan.
Cesar Millan is out there and he's like, I really wanted to hear about the cats. I don't know how he sounds. I never watched that
show.
He's
a dog whisperer. Why would he care about the cats?
So we can whisper better to them. I don't know.
So we can learn
diversify.
Their tricks.
Diversify, yeah. You know, grow your business. Learn giraffe. I don't know. Jesus.
I'm the giraffe whisperer.
Is that how he giraffe. Sounds?
Yeah, he's...
Well, French?
He's Spanish.
Oh.
Isn't he?
And le giraffe.
And le giraffe.
He's saying lingerie.
It looks like he's spitting gum out at you.
Lingerie.
Man, that must have been some gnarly nicorette. I think that really communicated well audio, Willie.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, yeah. Back on topic.
So let's start off with inventions, or at least thinking about
them. Oh, yeah, Lisa's right. We're supposed to talk about this shit.
Yeah. So I feel like inventions is, I don't know.
Probably things that, you know, you think you would need or someone else would need.
Oh, I got one because I was listening to an episode.
Oh,
I won't divulge
yeah,
it.
So.
God damn, what if this doesn't get picked and I'm stuck?
You can divulge it in season 5 if it gets picked.
Oh my god. What if I'm holding on to this?
Write it down in your book.
30 years.
I don't know. Hold it. Write it in your book.
It's not going to help me 30 years from now.
Well, no. I don't think it'll be a perennial loser. Or per-seasonal. Per-semi-seasonal. However we're doing this. Have we figured out if it averages out to a month yet or not?
No.
Are we calling a season?
I don't know. Because we started out like recording a lot.
Well,
if we want to divulge
that. Yeah, we do it like every 2 days, so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of material.
Yeah, we're almost a year ahead of this.
Yeah, we're just kind of stockpiling it. So we say season 2, and we're like, we're giving you all season 2, but we really got like 5 season 2s that we're stockpiling for later.
Well, you know, part of the problem is, like, the internet isn't widely used yet, and being only 1987.
So yeah, and it's that damn dial-up.
I'm trying to think about that.
I think it is. Anyways, so yeah, inventions. I mean, I would assume we'd be talking about, we could either be inventions we had on our own, inventions that we like, our favorite inventions.
Oh, it could be things that we think should be invented.
Oh, we could talk about vents that are in, because they've been invented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a dryer vent is in your wall, and it's vented.
For preventing toxins.
Yeah, and lint.
Yeah, from clogging your vent. A vent screen. Is that still a vent? Is a vent a screen?
It's an event. Like the Olympics is an event.
So, but like, okay. So, a vent is a filter in some instances.
And now every time you say a vent, I'm thinking like an event.
A vent.
Still, you're an event. It's inside my brain. We got to move on. What's the next
one? The vent.
The vent.
The vent. Is a filter in certain circumstances.
But someone had to.
Does that apply to the tube that's beyond the filter? What the hell do you call that? Is that a duct? An air duct at that point?
You know, that sounds like boxing moves. You got to duct and vent. Or like maybe that's like a psychology. Event. Stop saying invent. Event.
Event.
Repent.
Inventions.
Inventions. Invention convention.
It's our convention for people who have events.
Oh, did I mention my invention convention?
It's for inventions.
Suspension? Retention?
Okay, we're just getting into panicky rides.
Yeah, okay. So anyways.
What do you get when you cross a?
Oh, yeah. What do you get when you cross a? So that's a fun one. Like, we could... So that's kind of like inventions in my mind.
Man, you know...
Because we're talking about taking something from A.
Yeah.
And taking something from... You.
Oh, that's what you meant about them being similar.
Yeah, so then we take something from you and we mix them together, but a lowercase a is a lowercase u just with a top.
And so you get Australia?
You get an A.
AU?
For effort.
The chemical symbol for gold?
Ju.
Oh, what does that mean?
Ju.
Huh? Means with in French.
Ju?
Yeah, with juice.
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant like width, like how wide something is. I was like, ajou means width.
Yeah, width event.
What is the height? What is ajou?
What is ajou? Is it depth?
Is it depth in the ajou?
You dip?
You depth in the ajou. You depth in the ajou. Oh, you dip it in the ajou.
Ah, that's why it's a French dip.
You forgot the ajou. Oh, bless you.
Bless you. Yeah, I'm surprised Guy Fieri never used that one.
Guy Fieri?
Guy Fury. Yeah, the furious guy.
What do you get when you cross Amberell and Guy Fury? The same person.
Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, so what do you get when you cross?
They're also the same as you.
The same. The same.
Whoops. Sorry, Imbarelle or Guy Fieri, whoever I'm in.
Whoever is most offended. Yeah, sorry. If you're less offended than the other, I don't care.
Yeah, so that's what you get when you cross. That's
it, you know. Apology?
Well, I was just thinking as I spit those words out that, like, that's a really good phrase to, like, tell someone. That's what you get when you cross a. And then they're just left wondering.
Then you're just, like, hit by a bus?
A road?
You get hit by a road?
No, when you cross the road, you get hit by a bus.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't put that together.
Sorry.
That's what you get when you cross a vent. Vent.
Now I'm never going to stop hearing a vent when I hear a vent.
I don't think that's used that often.
A vent?
Most people direct it as the vent. Not like you have a ton of vents hanging around all over the place.
Oh, Bub, you got a vent on that? Oh, turned Australian halfway through my mana. I'm getting all jumbled.
Main Australian.
Whoa, Bob.
Or Arser.
Oh, that made a weird sound in my head.
We can't do that. That's getting into episode material.
What?
Main Australian.
Bosser? Oh, what do you get when you... Oh, never mind. Not going there. Lobster roll and a crab cake.
Stop crossing things, Bren.
A dress and a cross. A cross dress.
A head and a phone. A headphone. Oh, man, we could just do that.
What do you get when you cross addition and division? Still addition because the line vertical line covers up the dots.
Because the order of operations, PEMDAS. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
What do you get when you cross addition and multiplication? An asterisk.
An asterisk. That's true.
I know. This happened in my brain. What happens when you cross a 6 and a 9? 8. 8. Oh. Does it line up, maybe? Maybe. I don't know. Depends on what font you're using.
Well, 9 has a straight line. I guess sometimes it's bendy.
What happens when you cross drugs with drugs?
Drug rats?
You get GERD.
GERD. And you don't want to get GERD.
If it's backwards. GURD. Wait.
Drugs. What were you crossing drugs with?
S. I forgot that.
Hugs with drugs?
Drugs and drugs.
Oh, we could do a program called Hugs for Drugs. Give us your drugs and we'll give you a hug. And then you let us know if you're into getting rubbed.
Then you must try our Aju. Yeah.
And then we won't care if it's your birthday.
Forgot the thing.
Oh, man. We are at 12 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we didn't do any of these very well.
No.
So, inventions.
No, we've already been over them.
Yeah, but how do we want to start, like, if we did inventions? Say we got inventions. Just pretend for a second we got inventions.
Imagine, oh, my God, I wanted, what do you get when you cross a?
What?
I wanted the, what do you get when you cross a? I'm never going to see it now. It's going to be another, like, fucking 3 months.
Oh, you're pretending hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Threw me for a loop there.
Yeah, sorry. I'm an intense pretender.
You are. I am the great pretender. Man, I don't know any other things about that song.
I don't know. I don't even... I know the one from Foo Fighters better.
Oh, yeah. But so, say we got inventions. Would you like to do inventions, like, from our own perspective as, like, a duologue? Which is what a monologue is with two people. It's a duologue.
So we're just both speaking in our own heads at the same time?
Well,
over each other?
Well, together. What do you call that? A conversation?
When you're talking about... Yeah.
What do you call it when you're talking with one other person?
A dollalogue?
A dollalogue.
Yeah, we're crossing things again.
Shit. Okay.
Can't do inventions.
Yeah. Well, okay, so say we do inventions. Do we want to, like... Well, I guess we could just do a two-parter. You just talk about your favorite inventions or the best inventions in your opinion.
Well, what do you do? You could talk about things that you wish somebody invented something without giving like a solution.
Well, that's like, I want someone to invent a way to clip my toenails and brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Without it being gross.
At the same time.
There's a lot of ways you could do that, but have it be gross.
Really weird sticks with pulleys, I guess, is how you would do it. Or maybe, like, pose a question and then try to come up with an invention for
it. Oh, that's a good one. Like, you ask the question, I invent the solution.
Yeah, like a way to, like, shoot tasers out of my toilet paper roll if somebody puts it on the wrong way.
You might be throwing me for more loops there. I was just going to be like... Invent a way.
That wasn't really open-ended as I'd planned.
I was just going to be like, invent a way to make my sink wash my dishes. Yeah. Dishwasher. But you got to describe it in perfect detail. Go.
Well, you plug it in. You go to your Sears store. Then you realize they're out of business. Then you go to Lowe's. They're mostly out of business.
Mostly isn't all.
Like four of the five Sears stores I know are sunk.
Did you? Oh my God. Interesting fact. Did you know that there's one, count them on my hand, one Blockbuster left in the United States? And it's not even one? The continental United States.
Are they just...
They're in Alaska. So one left. It's fucking miraculous.
And it's in Alaska.
It's in Alaska, man.
Dude, I fucking imagine their Wi-Fi isn't great out there.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I would be very surprised to find out they had great Wi-Fi.
Oh, I thought you said Wi-Flies. And I was like, there's a lot of flies in Alaska.
Yeah, I mean...
deep in the woods.
The equinox is like... comes like a fucking plague there, right? It suddenly... well, with the 30 days of sunlight, everything just starts melting rapidly, and all of a sudden, spring is there.
I don't think that's Alaska.
Yeah.
That's Alaska?
Maybe it's within the Arctic Circle, but I thought Alaska dipped in there.
I thought that was like... I thought it was higher than Alaska. Maybe they're like in the tippy-tip, tot, titty of Alaska.
I thought Alaska reached into the Arctic Circle.
Oh, I got it. I could be wrong.
But yeah.
Later.
Later. Jesus. There's been so many times we've gone through our phones. Well, not really.
Yeah. What's there was my rice alarm.
Yeah.
By the way, every time I listen to that fucking episode and I hear ding 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 ding, I look at my phone, I'm like, oh shit, I got an alarm going. And then I hear that, it's like, oh, it's my rice alarm. I'm like, God damn, got me again.
God damn. Better than running downstairs and checking on your rice.
That thing's still cooking.
It's been years now.
Yeah, so I'll cross... what? Don't cross it... Wait, what is it? Don't double cross...
That's what you get when you cross a...
when you take me across. That's that saying.
Yeah, no, that's what you get when you cross a... Is the one you yelled
aggregately. Aggregately.
You're aggregating your anger.
Well, yeah, so what do you get when you cross... So, like... Would that be posed almost like question? Like, I'd be like, hey, Kyle, what do you get when you cross a blank with a blank?
And you're like, I try to come up with something, and then you try to come up with something? Is it like a...
Yeah, like a one... like a...
Because, I mean, those are normally posed as like riddles.
Yeah.
Like, or almost could, like popsicle stick jokes.
I feel like that's the only way to do it. Unless we want to do, what do you get when you cross that? And I think of one thing, and you think of the other thing, and we talk about what it could be. Yeah. That could be fun.
Yeah, we could do it both of those.
That could be like a window and a hole in the wall.
Still a window. Is it still a window?
No, that's a male, so that's a wind buck.
And that's a wind man.
A wind man. No, that takes you out to bars.
Oh.
Helps you pick up licks.
Just pick up lips.
Lips.
Get a big web.
Charlottes.
Charlottes. You charlatans. Is that what they're talking about?
Did we already write down a topic for association? Because that would be a really easy episode where we're just like...
Association?
Is that the C and the D and making them go?
Synonymies?
No.
The C...
Like, if you have one here, Kyle, and one here, and one here, and you're like, boop, boop, could that be that?
No.
No?
I mean, I guess it could, but I wouldn't think so.
You sure?
Yeah, just let me get this pen out of my mouth.
Yeah, see? Yeah, yeah, see? Is he saying chassis? You gotta fix your chassis.
He's
a mechanic.
Oh, that was his girlfriend's name, Chassis.
Oh, Lassie?
Yeah, he liked her because of her huge chassis.
But they never got married because of her chastity.
Yep. It was a...
Wait, what a horrible reason not to marry someone.
Because they...
refused to have sex until they're married.
Oh, well, it could mean afterwards as well.
I guess there's like a certain point... I mean, as a youth.
As a youth.
When I was a youth, I always thought that was ridiculous. But now that I've matured some years, I'm like, you know, I can see that. You know.
You know.
That's respectable. And I'd be like, I appreciate that until about a month. And then I'd be like, all right.
All right. This is getting old.
Deciding point. Spend a couple grand on a ring.
Yeah.
Or find a new gal. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
I feel like an asshole.
That's pretty bad.
Blame it on the rum.
Could be the other way around.
Got me feeling numb.
I'm sure there's... Got me feeling numb.
Blame it on the coke. Got me blowing smoke. Blame it on the glass. Blame it on the glack.
So what did we end up deciding on?
Oh, no.
Is it stuff that would happen?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Is that like a one-liner, or is that like a talk about it?
No, I think it's a talk about it.
It's not like a boom, done, that's it. I said
no, because I mean, when you think about it, the other thing happened for a while. Well, should we just tell them?
Nah.
Okay. No, they're going to find out.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I guess you can't babysit them forever.
All right. Well,
let's... Come here, little toddy. Come... Got a story to tell you.
Come sit on Brankle's lap.
Brankle's...
Our combined lap.
That's weird.
Yeah. Stop well, talking no, like then that. It's just the knees. It's less weird.
Just sit on my feet. Is that, wait, is that sit weirder?
On, sit on my bulbous ankles.
Just stand close. That's fine. Stay over there. You know
what? Keep your distance.
Yeah.
Right, go about, like, I don't know, a couple hundred yards away, and give me a phone call. Yeah. I'll lock my doors.
Okay, we got to get into
that. Yeah, right. So, for season 3...
Yeah.
We're going to shake things up a little,
yeah.
And we are going to drop the social security numbers.
Yeah.
Now, don't be too upset, because it may or may not be coming back the next season. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah,
because
we make the rules.
Yeah.
And unless, we decide who gets found.
Unless you're scary, like, and Pharrell. Is that that's a combination of them.
Guy Fieri? That's a lot of Amberell yeah, and a little is. Fieri. Guy Burrell.
Gabrielli.
Guy Burrelli. Guy Braille.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Oh, all right. Or Gan.
Anyways, I gotta get to it, Kyle.
Gan. So,
I feel like we're running out of time. Yeah. I don't have a clock to look at.
No, we're still decent.
Oh, okay.
We're not indecent. But
we've been indecent before. Did I ever tell you about the boat I was on? The SS Turkey, turkey Spoon?
Spoon Your Turkey?
Spoon Your Turkey?
Yeah.
Man, was I dirty.
Yeah, you weren't very chaste. Yes, we're not doing the social security numbers this season. Maybe they'll make a comeback. Maybe they won't. Depends how we feel. But since we've divulged that we're about a month out from you guys, we're going to go ahead and make predictions for what's happening when this podcast is released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
We'll be like Nostradamus.
Yeah. The one who was always wrong. And therefore forgotten in history.
But I know of him.
Yeah, I know, because I remember. I'm from his lineage, the fruit of his loins. Is very unsuccessful, not great at predicting things, loins.
He was really big on chastity.
Yeah, he said all kinds of crazy things, like there's going to be a great firewall of China.
And he was like, New York City will be destroyed by a marshmallow man, and it only happened in a movie.
He only was able to predict things in movies, which hadn't been invented at the time.
Man. What a great movie that would make.
Just like
starring
spoilers to all these movies.
Yeah. Starring Ben Affleck.
Would die from a bull rock.
You ever feel like those really, I'm going to use air quotes here because I don't know how people are going to take this. Good looking like actors or actresses, both of them, like never get cast into roles where they're made to look ugly. I think that'd be hilarious.
Oh, I think there's been some like that.
Oh, yeah, like in, what is it? It was Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
Like, they made him look unattractive.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
That's probably is my favorite role that he has ever yeah. done.
Or, what is it? Was it Leonardo DiCaprio and Benjamin Button? They made him
look was Benjamin Button?
I thought so.
God, he got so small.
Yeah, and he was so fucking old and gnarly to begin with.
I don't think it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
It
I think
that was somebody.
That was like the oldest Twinkie in the world. Is it
someone I always get confused with him?
What?
I don't know. We're going to have to look that up.
Anyways.
Matt oh, yeah, Damon. So we're making a prediction.
Oh, yeah. Nostradamus.
So I think that...
you can't think. You got to know. You got to say, oh, yeah. In the year or whatever. When you are listening to this.
Yeah. When you...
No. Look at you. Get a crystal ball. We got to get a crystal ball.
Oh, here. Man. All right. We weren't prepared for this.
Pretend this is a crystal ball.
All right.
That's close enough.
So when this is aired...
I get it. Air.
Yeah.
Sorry if you look at
it. It looks like... Should... How do we...
It's like
I'm just
going
to start.
Yeah. Just go. That's like a very Let's groggy see. Toad.
Oh, it's shaking. Oh, no. Oh, I can see it. I can see Tom Wisenot's. You've lost your wallet, and it's in a storm drain. You're never going to get it back. That's it.
Well,
when this airs.
Yeah, watch out, Time Wisenot's.
Tom Knotts. Dom Wisenots?
It was Wisenots.
Yeah. I don't know. I looked at my Christmas wall.
Christmas wall?
Christmas ball.
I thought you said Christmas ball.
No, that was the closest thing I could think of to crystal ball that we could possibly procure.
Oh.
So what's your prediction?
Oh, I got to make one too?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? We're both contributors.
Look into my crystal wall.
Oh, that was a good idea. I should fucking look at my drink.
Oh. When you are listening to this, you better stop listening because someone is yelling at you that you're failing school.
Oh, man. There are probably going to be some kids listening to this.
Oh, no,
I guess
you
could be a college
student.
We
wrote 18 plus, so they better not be in school getting yelled at by their parentals.
Actually, it just says explicit content. I don't think there's any hard stop on it.
Does that mean, like, if you're in another country, explicit content, which is 18 plus in the United States, could then be, like, I mean, kids in some third world countries are, like, carrying AK-47s. So does that mean they can listen to this podcast? Because I don't approve of that.
Yeah.
They can carry all the weapons they want, but they're not listening to this podcast.
In 1 month from now.
Well, I don't have any say over what the fuck they're doing, but I can tell them not to listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen, if you are below the age of 18...
I can tell them not to listen to this. Listen.
Well, they're already... Stop pointing out my plot holes. Just coming up with this off the top.
You, hand it out to all the kids you can find. Tell them to listen to this specific part about Brandon scolding them.
Listen, I'm a lot like a fizzy soda. Only the top pours over, never the drink, okay? So just roll with it.
If you don't get that innuendo, then you're too young for this. All right, well, I think that is our season one warm-up.
That was a good one. Season one.
Season three, appetizer. One.
One, two, three, done!